What's up, everybody? This is the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 16. Yo.
16.
Sweet 16. Where we talk about the latest and greatest in gaming news. I was in the middle of my intro. Totally forgot.
What am I saying?
I'm Joe Nixon. With me, as always, is Casey Tapp.
Hi. I never know what to do at that part. I'm like, is he going to say my name? Do I need to say something afterwards?
Yeah, you had the same bit last week. Come on, man. Get new material.
It happens every week.
So, yeah. It's a slow week. Unless if you're, like, a Grand Theft Auto fan. But we'll get on that. Get
or
to that
moving
later.
Into a new house.
Yeah, that too. Or moving into a new house and have barely had any time to check the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened.
But,
That's enough of that.
Well, we have to get to the hit list.
All right, that's true. Do we have one? Did you do one?
It's in here. It's up here.
Not a good idea.
It'll be funny.
You almost forgot the intro.
It's okay. It's all right. There are two items on the hit list.
Oh, wow.
Just two.
10-minute segment.
Yeah. So we're just going to have long pauses so that the people who download the podcast get the full amount of time.
You know what?
That we usually put out.
You're tricking them because they're going to look at it and go, yeah, it's 45 minutes. And then it's going to be like 30 minutes of Amanda explaining what the Vampire Diaries is about.
Or they'll just keep checking it in between the pauses thinking that the MP3 is broken.
It's lagging. It keeps skipping.
But so, first one on the hit list. We finally got to see a trailer for Grand Theft Auto Heist.
Oh my god. It sounds like she's shaking marbles in a Dr. Pepper can.
Sorry, there's noises coming.
The new house is not soundproof.
So, number one on the hit list.
I'm going to see if that door's open. Hold on.
Okay. Is that Grand Theft Auto Online got a new trailer for the heist mode. And it was pretty rad. I mean, there was a... This is some great radio. But Casey, what'd you think of the Grand Theft Auto Online trailer?
What? Oh, what?
Or the heist trailer, sorry.
I thought it was funny, first off, that they did the... when Lester was like, I know you've been complaining. But yeah, we've been complaining.
It's been over a year.
Yeah, I mean, dang, man, seriously. But, yeah, I understand they had problems and whatnot, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good that they're finally, like, telling, like, letting people know, hey, we're on it. We're working on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Honestly, it looked like a lot of just Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
It looked like a lot of stuff that we do anyways, just
except
now
the whole,
it's...
like, bank robbing.
Well, you know. Come on.
Stealing planes off of an aircraft carrier.
That's true. Where is that?
I don't know. It's probably off the bay.
Anyways, the one of the things I liked about it was that it's a lot of stuff that you do in free roam that everybody thinks is awesome, but now it's scripted. So
right.
So they basically gave you a rhyme and reason as to why you're doing these things, and it makes it a little bit more fun because now you really do feel like you're like part of a bigger thing. You're part of a team now. So instead of just, you know, accidentally doing these things or like doing it and then your buddy just blowing you up or something, like now you're actually focused on something.
Right. Right.
And it's also good that I feel like a lot of people, including myself, are starting to get tired of the missions. Mm. Like, I know they added more, and I've been doing some new ones here and there, but it's just, like, it'll be nice to have, like, something to do the smaller missions for.
Something more complex.
Well, yeah. But the, like, from what I understand, what they had explained at some point, they said that the RP, the reputation points for the online, is how you get up to doing the heists.
Well, they've changed it since then. I can pull up the interview, but see, like, so what he's saying, like, the game IGN did an interview with the Grand Theft Auto Online producer or whatever, and when asked why it has taken so long for heists, he said, to be honest, they just turned out to be a lot more difficult than we originally thought, and they, like, had to change the formula multiple times so that they could get it to work right.
Okay.
So, let me find the spot in the interview. Because he talks about, like, okay, so here we go. This is from Imran, what's his face, from Rockstar. I can't remember his name.
Imran?
That's his name, yeah, Imran. But each heist requires four players, all at rank 12 or above, with one player as the designated heist leader. So this is the guy who has the 12-car or the 10-car garage.
Dibs.
With the planning room or whatever.
Kind of have to, and, don't I? Because your house is on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. And he seems to take on a different role than the other crew members. Because, so the guy who owns the 10-car garage and is the leader of the heist also has to put up a lot of money at the beginning of the heist. So you have to have money to be able to do them. When the other crew members don't have to put up money, they get money as each little task is completed. So, like, of course, the leader gets to pick, like, or invite players, assign positions, pick outfits, and choose who gets how much money, like, based on cooperation. So, like, if you get somebody who's not cooperating, you can give them a less.
Are those
cut.
Bags on their heads?
Yeah, like paper bags.
That's awesome.
It's pretty funny.
That's what we're doing every time, just so you know.
But unlike the leader, other crew members get cash payout for each prep mission. So, like, there's a bunch of prep missions before the finale.
So basically, if I tell you, hey, go get this car, we're going to need it.
Right.
And you go do it.
It's similar to the job points that you were talking about. But instead, like, now you start the heist mission, and then it gives you all these mini goals to do before then. So, like, they're like jobs to do before the finale.
Well, they were saying that the what I was talking about when they were talking about the reputation points was because they wanted people to do the small missions to build up, like, to, like, build up their street cred, basically, before they could actually do the big missions.
Right. But this one's more like, instead of doing that, they're going for, you're doing missions to prepare for the big heist.
Okay.
Instead of building up your reputation and job points and whatnot.
Okay.
So that sounds a lot cooler, a lot more accessible. You won't have to sit there and do those crappy missions. Not all of them are crappy, but you won't have to sit there and do missions for, like, 15 minutes.
We should probably start grinding to get some front money.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe this week.
Because heists are coming early 2015,
yeah,
is what he says.
We should start working on that.
For sure. And I will be doing them in first person.
You do them in first person, I'll do them in third so people can get a feel from what from both perspectives.
Yeah, yeah.
Because first person is, although fun, wow, my hair is just crazy. Even though they're fun, I still feel like I'm more into the whole original Grand Theft Auto feel.
For sure. Some missions have all players working as one unit. Some requires players to take on specific tasks, like hacking or crowd control, blah, 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 blah. So, like, these little prep missions will split you up, too. Like, either, like, one and one and one and one, or two and two, or three and one. Like, so they vary between each job.
All right, so it's going to be me and you and Red and Austin.
If Austin will ever get GTA. Austin, you should get GTA.
Not to mention Red should probably get a PS4.
Well, yeah. He's working on that, he said.
Oh, he is? Yeah. I didn't know that. That's an update.
But, yeah, so it sounds very, they sound like more goal-oriented than the missions, even. Like, I can't wait for it. It's going to be fun. It's like a mini-story on GTA Online. Instead of just, like, go kill these drug dealers.
I'll go with that.
So, yeah. In the meantime, you can play Payday 2, The Heist.
Is that for, do they have that for PS4?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good game, that Payday 2.
That is a good game.
So, yeah. As well as the new missions, the heist update will get new cars, vehicles.
Masks, hopefully.
Yeah, like new clothing, a bunch of stuff, so.
Cool. I wish they would go ahead and just put regular, just like ski masks.
Yeah, they actually have regular ski masks in the trailer. Like, these guys are in business suits, and they're wearing regular ski masks.
I think I messed that up, Joe.
Nah, I think you could.
All right, yeah, but no, I do. I want ski masks, like, just, you know.
They're there. You want to see a picture of them?
I really, like, I like the masks that we have. I think they're fun.
There you go. There's a regular ski mask for you.
Oh, okay, so it looks like a condom on your head.
Exactly.
A black condom with a slouch at the top. What the heck is that? I don't want that. No, we're not using that. False. Give me a better one.
Those are cool. I like the contamination suits.
Those are nice. I don't know. I'll figure something out for us. But I really do need to start working on our front money because I am probably just broke right now.
Yeah.
But no, I like, that's my thing, is I really would like to have some like traditional style masks, that because the ones that you have on here are a lot of fun, but they're like, nobody that's doing a job like in real life, if you're really going to rob a bank, you're not going to go get a customized mask. You're just going to go buy something that covers your face.
Yeah.
Like,
which is why I like the hockey masks, like those kind of.
Yeah, but those even are a little too much for me. The, like the regular like colored ones, the white ones and stuff like that, those are okay, but like, I really want stuff that you can buy at, like, Walmart. You know? Like pantyhose and stuff like that. Just give me like, the household items.
Well, like, the pig mask and stuff. Those are, like, stuff you could buy at a costume store.
Yeah, but that's not open year-round.
Maybe they are in Los Angeles.
I doubt it. But anyways, that's one of my biggest things. And another thing is that I really want them to, I really, like, if they, whatever vehicles that they come out with, I really would like for them to have more vehicles that you can fit, like, six on, or, like, people on the sides. Because there's...
Well, the heists are only four-player co-op missions.
Okay.
So there's not more than that.
What if I want to put some money on the side of my car anyways?
Then, yeah, sure.
Probably. Yeah, I want that.
I mean, there's a couple of pictures of trucks with mounted machine guns in there, so...
That'll work, too. I could use one of those.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a helicopter with a minigun on the side, like, turret minigun.
So somebody can use it?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Gonna be fun.
Just front money. We need to start working on that.
Like, gotta start grinding.
We need to start grinding like hard.
I never thought I'd be grinding a GTA game, but that's what we're gonna.
Well, you know, we haven't really been playing since it came out.
Yeah,
we played for a few months.
I played a few of the story missions and stuff, and a little bit of the online. But
yeah, so I guess I'll be our high roller, and then
I'll be the muscle.
Yeah, I guess you'll probably be. I'll be the. And you'll probably end up being somebody who helps pay for, like, cars and shit like that.
Yeah, and the driver. I got to be the driver.
That's fine. You can be whatever you want as long as you don't get us killed.
But, yeah. So.
In your first person.
Early 2015, we're holding you to it, Rockstar. Don't let us down.
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, if you do.
It's been a year. It's been over a year. A year and 3 months.
Yeah, it's been that amount of time. All right, well. You want to do another one of those long pauses?
Yep.
Cup car's going off the back.
We've only gotten like 13 minutes in.
I knew it was going to be like a 10-minute segment, dude. I knew it.
Number two on the hit list.
Oh, that was only one?
Yeah, there's
I thought we were done with the hit list by now.
No, I said there was two.
I thought that was our topic.
No.
What's our topic?
Well, I got to get hit list number two out there.
So you can think about what the topic is going to be.
Okay. Number two, we moved into a new apartment.
Yes.
It's been crazy. There's crap everywhere.
This is I know this may sound like just garbage, but the reason why we're saying this is because it's going to be our new setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some good setup stuff going on. Our big screen TV now has a it's always had a small coffee table, but it has a small coffee table.
Yeah.
That's going to act as our, like,
streaming table.
Yeah, like our it's like a newscaster table for our co-op gameplays.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Like, once we get the camera and the mic situation, well, we have the camera situation figured out. We just got to find the capture card in one of these bags and boxes, and then we just got to figure out the microphone stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll be good to go. But in the meantime, we'll just be using headsets.
Yeah, and if anybody knows how to get the wide-angle view on the PlayStation camera...
I don't think you can yet for some reason.
That's
weird.
They
should really fix that.
That's really weird. They should have that.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Once we find the capture card, we can just use the webcam. So
yeah, we could do that.
It'd be easier.
But yeah, so we got that set up, and we've we now have a space for a green screen, so we're going to try to start doing more stuff like that.
Yep. Maybe this Friday night? Maybe this Friday night we can record one. Like after we do Christmas at my dad's and whatnot. Maybe then we can do a quick...
Oh, God. We have plans for Friday?
Yeah.
Crap.
What do you have Friday?
Asleep. I'm tired.
Oh, yeah. But I work Saturday.
I'm not going to wake you up.
But yeah. So we're going to get started on that stuff as soon as possible.
As my pussy.
So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's our
hit list.
That's our hit list for the week. It
took 15 minutes.
Yes.
Good length, I guess.
Stall.
So, topic of the week. Games of 2014. Games we liked, games we didn't like. Go.
I forget what all... I don't know what all came out in.
See, I only remember the fall games very well. Because I didn't have a PS4 until the fall.
Well, there really wasn't much.
Yeah.
Far Cry was good.
Let me Google this.
Assassin's Creed was good.
Well, like, in retrospect, I'm not too pleased with Assassin's Creed.
I was pleased with the story part, even though I didn't finish it. I was pleased with the story part. I wasn't pleased with the co-op.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, the story was fine. I mean, walking around Paris was awesome. But the co-op mechanics and gameplay they promised didn't really seem like they were there.
Yeah, I mean, it was like all the co-op missions, you didn't even really have to have co-op.
Right.
You could do the whole thing by yourself. It's just a little harder.
Yeah. I guess we could go through month by month and list, like...
Do we have a list? I don't even remember.
Like,
say which ones we like were good.
Let's see.
First off, can I just go ahead and throw out there, and I know this hasn't come out yet, but Gang Beasts...
It's been out on PS on PC.
Okay, well, I haven't played it, but
it's freaking awesome.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Everything I watch of that, I just cannot stop laughing. Yeah. I watched a bunch of videos on YouTube the other day when I was just sitting at the house by myself, and like it doesn't matter who records it, who's commentating anything. It's just so funny to watch these little blobs beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah. It's going to be great. So in January, I'm only going to list off the ones that really matter. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, didn't play it. Didn't really care to play it.
We should do the ones that are only on PlayStation and Xbox.
Yeah. That's PC release.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let's see here.
PC stands for next to
that. Yeah, yeah, I see now. Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. Still haven't gotten the chance to play that.
I played the PS3 version, and I mean, it's the same game. It's just a little bit better.
Right.
But I wasn't like too excited about it, to be honest. It was kind of like my thing was, is it seemed like in the beginning of the story, they made her seem like she was this seasoned, like, explorer. Like, she's been through stuff before.
I thought that was supposed to be her first...
No, they were talking to her. The people on the boat were talking to her about, oh, yeah, yeah, this and that, blah, blah, blah. At least that's what they made it seem like. And then, like, the whole time she's going through this thing, she's, like, getting her butt whooped and, like, tripping over stuff. And, like, I'm just like, really, lady? And why are you wearing shorts and a tank top? It's freezing. Put some clothes on.
South Park, The Stick of Truth came out in March. That's another one I didn't really get to play.
I didn't get to play it, but
funny.
I heard
it's funny.
From a reliable friend / source that it is one of the funniest things ever.
I mean, I want to get it eventually. Titanfall also came out in March. That game was awesome.
Despite
there not being a whole lot to do, like the multiplayer was solid. Story needs work, but they wanted to... This was more like a proof of concept.
It was it was like what was that game that we bought that Bethesda made? The parkouring game that was a letdown.
Dead Island? No, I'm kidding. No. That's not Bethesda.
I don't remember what it's called. Brink. It was a better version of Brink.
Yeah.
Because the storyline and the online were the exact same thing that Brink was. Mm-hmm. It's all of the multiplayer maps in order with objectives. That's all it is.
Yep.
There wasn't really even a storyline. I liked the idea of them having like six random people in the storyline with you. I think that if they actually made a storyline and still let you roll with a random squad through the storyline, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because it's like you literally have been drafted, and now these are the guys you have to work with.
Yeah. That would be kind of cool.
But it was good. Other than that, it was like Brink with robots and better mechanics.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. If you want to just have something where you just play around on it.
Mindless shooter, get those unlockables.
Yeah, it's a good game. They need more customization, though.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes came out. I still need to play that.
Is that that's the one that everybody said was like just a $40 trailer? Or
it's like a demo. But, I mean, people have gotten like 20, 25 hours out of that through replaying.
What'd they do, crawl straight through it? I heard it was really short.
One level. It's one map. But, like, you can play it. There's, like, side missions on the map, too.
Oh. Well, I still don't think that's enough.
I mean, you can get it for, like, $20 now. So, yeah.
Well, now, but when it came out.
It was, like, $40.
$40? No.
That's still pretty cheap. I heard it was a really good game. So, I'm going to pick that up and try it. But I never got to play it. A lot of these games I didn't get to play because I didn't have.
Well, hold on. Go back up. Go back up. Fall in on some of these. Did we? Second Son came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one was okay.
That was really fun, actually.
It was all right.
Really good Infamous game.
Shovel Knight.
Still haven't gotten to play that yet. It's coming to PS... Or it came to PS4. It's coming to Vita pretty soon. So
it's on PS4?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
We'll have to look it up.
Or it's coming to PS4.
We'll look it up.
I think it's coming to PS4. Sorry. Elder Scrolls Online. I know a lot of people played it, but whatever.
It's not. Unless you have a good computer to run it, it's really not that good.
I played Charles Frontier on my iPad. It was okay. Except for all the microtransactions like every mobile game has. Charles Fusion. You got that one, right?
Oh, hold on. Wait. No. I got the demo for it. It was pretty good, though. I mean, it's the same thing, just a little bit better res and quality.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy: A Realm Reborn. I bought that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen you play it.
I bought it on the PS3. Yeah, that's because it was shit.
Okay.
It was horrible.
Because it was like an MMO,
it
right?
It was so bad. They tried to take... Like, you literally load, like, a web browser into your PlayStation.
Ugh.
And then you have to use, like, a point-click with a joystick. It was horrible.
Ugh. Gross. That's gross. Anyways, on to the month of May. Let's see here. We had Mario Golf. Everybody loved that. Borderlands 2 on Vita.
That was horrible, by the way.
Yeah, I heard.
People were saying that it wouldn't load. There would only ever be, like, three or four people, like, enemies on the screen at a time.
Watch Dogs came out in May, though. That's the first one.
Yeah, that was a good game.
It was pretty good, yeah.
It was a good game. We both played all the way through it. I was a little upset with the ending.
I mean, I wasn't really playing that much for the story,
I was.
To be honest.
Well, you know, I'm always playing for the bitches.
Yeah, but the story was really shallow. But
I'm always in it for love, Joe. That's me.
Let's see. Sadly, I did not get to play any of the Wolf Among Us or the Walking Dead season 2.
Yeah, I didn't either. I wanted to, but I never really kind of got around to it.
Because I love the Walking Dead game, but I didn't get to play season 2, so maybe I'll get to
it. Worms Battleground, downloaded that on my Xbox. I haven't got to play it yet. Worms, dude. Worms are just fun.
War Thunder on PS4, if you want a super complicated pilot simulator.
If you want a super complicated pile of crap.
There you go.
That's what it was.
War Thunder. Let's see. I mean, most of these games I didn't play because I did not want to buy anything else.
A lot of these are handheld. There really wasn't a lot of stuff that came out for... Hold on, go back up. You're moving too fast.
Well, because most of these are stuff
I know,
we've
I'm just,
never
I'm trying to
played.
Tell you I might have played some of these. A lot of them were ones that were on... Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, that is actually on the PlayStation 4 now.
Yeah, but...
And I played a demo, and it's basically Plants vs. Zombies. It's the same thing.
except it's a third-person shooter.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
But... I know, it's the same thing. But yeah, most of these are for the like handheld stuff because there wasn't a lot of stuff that came out for.
I mean, a lot of stuff did get delayed this year, so that's also got to do with it. A lot of people like Child of Light, Sniper Elite, never played. A lot of people liked it though.
Magic the Gathering. Have a friend plays that religiously. He said it was amazing. For the people that like it, don't hate on it.
Last of Us Remastered came out. Still haven't got the chance to play that. I'm broke. Rogue Legacy.
Rogue Legacy. Throw it out there.
That was one of the most fun I had in a game this year. Was in Rogue Legacy. That's for sure. If you haven't played it, go check it out. That game is so awesome. You just get to play as this little knight or a descendant of the dead knight that you just played as.
Is that on PS4?
Yeah, it's great.
We should get that.
I already have it. It's fantastic.
On your PS4?
Yeah. It's cross-buy. So if you bought it on, since I bought it on PS3, I can get it on PS4.
I need to play it on there. You didn't let me play it.
It's really fun.
So I can get a rundown.
It's very.
Can't you share games now?
You can do share play, I guess.
Oh, no, screw that. I'll just come in your room.
But yeah, like if you want a super hard, unforgiving game that is really funny, Rogue Legacy is the way to go.
I'm gonna have to do
some. So dang, we're already up to August. So 2014 is. I mean, it's an okay year. The fall was what brought it back, for sure. Like,
well, some of these we didn't play, though.
Yeah. I mean, but still, like.
They have Crimson Land on the Vita? Oh, my God.
As in that plane game?
It's that top-down shooter.
Oh, gotcha.
That I
did
like,
you, I thought you downloaded
love that game when I was a kid.
Don't you have it on your PS4?
I have the demo.
Oh, okay.
I don't have money to buy these things.
Yeah, that's the main problem here. So here's September is where I actually got to start playing
Dance Central
games.
Spotlight. Oh yeah.
No, not no,
I,
that.
I didn't play it.
Don't Starve. That was on Vita, but it did come out on PS4 this year too.
Yeah, amazing game.
Great game. Destiny, we played the crap out of.
Great game. A lot of people are mad right now. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I mean. I would be too if I still played it, but I don't play it anymore.
I think I'm going to start playing it again.
I don't know.
Here like, and there. I mean, I like doing it. It's fun. I like the grinding thing. It's not going to bother me at all because I like the grinding aspect of it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Still haven't gotten to do any of the raids either.
Ow, crap. That hurt. Yeah, well, I know how to do one of the raids, so.
Okay.
I can guide you.
Cool.
And you don't even have to pay anything.
Cool. NHL 15, I played the demo. It was a hockey game. I mean, not much to say there.
If you're into it.
A hockey game without all the features a regular hockey game has. Let's see.
I really want to play Disney Infinity.
You have to buy toys for it. Like, little they're expensive
plastic
toys.
I know how
toys.
It works. I still want to play it.
That game.
Also, I would not buy more than, 10 of them.
Do you know how expensive those toys are, though?
Yeah.
How would you buy 10? No, I feel like that game is just
I'd buy.
Unless we have kids, that game is a waste.
I would buy all the Guardians of the Galaxy group, and then I would buy the Avengers group. And I would basically just screw over every children I ever find online.
Mm.
I don't know how it works, though. I thought they made it to where you could put one in there and you could play as that guy.
I don't know how. It's ridiculous.
If I could play as either Iron Man or Star-Lord, I'm in.
Okay.
I would only buy those two guys.
Cool story. I would never buy anything Disney.
I'm going to try it.
Middle of Earth Shadow of Mordor came out in September 30th.
There's a Slender game for the PlayStation 3?
Yeah, The Arrival.
What the heck?
Like, you would play it? You're a pansy. You hate scary
games. Love Slender, though.
Gosh.
I like watching you play it.
Exactly. Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor. That game was amazing.
For like a week.
It was still amazing. I put 60 hours into that game. At least.
How far into the game did you make it?
I didn't even finish the story. But I put a lot of time into that game.
Just running around playing?
October.
Super Smash Brothers?
I still need.
No, I don't know.
I've actually got to play a little bit at a buddy's house. And it was dope. So,
hey, Minecraft for the PS4 came out. Apparently,
only in October.
Retail,
dang,
that's what it says. Project Spark, gay.
Alien Isolation, still haven't got to play that yet. This is basically just a list of all the games I haven't played yet.
Borderlands pre-sequel had a lot. It had a lot of build up to it, and then it was just like tank.
Yeah,
I didn't hear anything else about it after it came out.
Because Destiny came out, and it was in space too.
Ha ha ha! Yeah, but I did like the whole breathing apparatus thing for Borderlands.
Yeah,
that's a cool idea.
Nidhogg. I totally forgot that came out on PS4.
I don't remember what that is.
The little side-scrolling fencing game.
Oh. No, screw that.
Dude, it's hilarious. What are you talking about?
In space we brawl. What is that?
I have no clue.
We should look at that.
Okay.
That sounds like it's
Sleeping Dog is a definitive edition.
Didn't that come out like 4 years ago or something?
Sleeping Dogs, it was like 2 years ago.
Jesus.
That game was amazing, though.
Let it go. It's done.
No, it was a great
game. No, it's done. It's not coming back. It's dead. Fable? Yeah, that's dead too. Don't even try it anymore. Escape Goat? Escape Goat 2!
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
Dude, I want to play Fantasia though. I hear it's actually a lot of fun.
The music game with Kinect?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I hear it's a lot of fun. I want to play it.
Ugh.
We're going to play it.
Sunset Overdrive.
Hey, we're going to do a
no,
co-op.
We're not.
Yeah, because you can do two people. We're going to record it and stream it and everything.
No, we're not. I will never.
Come on.
Nope. Not gonna happen.
You can show your
Sunset Overdrive came out. Ignore it. On October 28th. I never played.
Dude, NBA Live. Yeah, Sunset Overdrive. Our reliable source said that it was okay, but I watched a lot of things and people said that it's like if you have what's that thing where you can't pay attention to one thing at a time.
ADD?
Yeah, it's basically ADD in a video game. Mm. Like, that's what they said.
Wait,
because there's so much crap going around.
Who's our reliable source?
I don't know if I should drop names. Connor May.
Oh, okay.
He bought it. He bought it with his Xbox, so. But.
Now here's where the getting gets.
The Binding of Isaac!
You played that game, didn't
you? I have it on my Mac.
You liked it, right?
Yeah, it's kind of hard on the Mac, but I think I might play it on my PS4. I think I might buy it.
This is the big one. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Woohoo! We just got done playing that. Here, I gotta move because I can't backwards this whole
time. I'm actually pleasantly surprised with this Call of Duty.
Yeah, and Joe sucks at Call of Duty sometimes.
But
in the past. You have a history of sucking at this game.
Yeah. But I love the sci-fi aspect of this one. It's freaking awesome. It's like Edge of Tomorrow suits.
Another thing is that they gave purpose to the fast paced online.
Yeah. Like, because before you were like, I thought we were military people with regular, and then you have these guys sprinting around and stuff. But
yeah, exactly.
This, like, makes it make sense.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to, like, keep up with the people that are good at it.
Exactly. It's really fun.
Halo!
Oh, yeah, the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah.
Don't play it anymore.
It was okay.
Yeah,
it was good.
I'll give it a good playthrough.
I would give it a good rating.
Yeah.
Like any other Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Halo was amazing.
Except for the online part.
Yeah, well, screw those guys. You had your chance the first time around.
Let's see.
Why are you going back to play Halo 1?
Terraria?
Online. Terraria has been out forever.
Yeah. Little Big Planet 3 came out?
Adventure Time!
I didn't even know.
Dude, Far Cry.
I'm getting there.
You skipped it.
But they all came out on the same day anyway. Little Big Planet 3. I didn't even realize that had even come out.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it was like...
I don't pay attention to that.
Far Cry 4.
Forget Monopoly Family Fun Pack.
You told me to go back to Far Cry 4.
Sorry,
you
skipped it, so I was skipping it.
But yeah, Far Cry 4. I played it for a little bit. It was fun. It was Far Cry.
It was really good Far Cry.
Yeah.
They updated a lot of things. Hold on, go back up. You missed something.
Ugh.
There's something. I saw something just a second ago. Where is it? Geometry Wars came out. Super Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah, Tales from the Borderlands, episode 1. It's the Telltale
I
making...
I saw one. You threw me off. I don't remember. Okay, fuck it. Go.
December. So this is, like, stuff that is coming out or about to come out.
A lot of people were pumped about Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I'll probably end up... Well, no, I probably won't buy it on PS3. I might, but I hear that it's possible that it might be coming to PS4, and then I'll actually end up playing this.
Rezogun.
On PS3 and Vita. I already have it on PS4. That game is amazing. Play the crap out of that game. So, yeah. Overall...
It's all the way up till December? Yeah. Was it the multiplayer beta for Guardians that was bad?
It's not even out yet. It doesn't come out till the 29th.
Oh. Crap! I need to type in that code.
People are really excited like people who've played it say it's awesome.
Good.
It's like an arena shooter again.
Good.
So.
Good. Good.
So yeah, those are all the games we didn't play in 2015.
I played a few. I played like five out of that whole list.
Yeah. Like. Dang. It just means we need to step our game up. That was disgusting.
I love that it was quiet right when I did it, too.
So, yeah. So, out of that list, which one do you think you would consider being game of the year?
I don't know. I thought we were doing this next year, next
this
week.
This is just a discussion. It's not a final vote.
I don't know, dude. I really don't.
It's a tough one. Like, there's nothing that, like...
I don't know, dude. I really totally think Call of Duty might be my best. Might be my favorite,
yeah.
To be honest.
I mean, I really like Shadow of Mordor. That one's impossible. Like,
I just... When I was playing it, I felt like... I like to customize things, and I felt like there wasn't that much customization in it.
Mordor?
Yeah, like, yeah. You could assign little slots and stuff, but... Like, when I play stuff like that, when I play stuff that's, like, that world kind of stuff... I want to be able to, like, change my sword. I want to change my gear. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to look different if I want to. And I just, like, see, that's one thing that brought it down for me.
See, that was the one thing I didn't care. Like, because all the enemies that I came encounter with, like, had their own, like, personal story of, like, either they killed me and rose through the ranks, and they kept killing me and kept killing me until I finally killed them, and I did the Tiger Woods fist into the air. Like, yeah.
It's nice to know that you died a lot.
I did. Like, if you don't know, like I didn't know at the beginning, like a lot of people, they would go in and just like try to kill people and realize, holy crap, this is actually really hard. And then the enemies would just be getting harder and harder and harder to kill. And then eventually you just have to leave them and then go get your power up somewhere else and then come back and take them on. And it was like this, like everybody had like a different arch enemy in that game. And that's one of the cool, like one of the best, probably the coolest features or mechanics in a game of 2014 was definitely that nemesis system.
I had one nemesis when I was playing it, when I borrowed it from you. I had one
nemesis.
I had one bad guy. And basically what ended up happening with me and him is that I was like, I tried to kill him and he kept killing me and he kept killing me. And then I dropped a beehive on his ass and he died. And I thought it was going to be really satisfactory when I did that, because I was like, I'm going to drop a beehive on him. But it really wasn't, because I wasn't even close. I had to watch it from a distance. And then he was dead, and I never got to see him again. And I was like...
He might have not even known that you killed him.
I know. I wanted to do it with my forehead. Like, I wanted him to know that it was me who was hitting him in the head with my head.
See, I had this one guy. I think it was like Brog the Defiler or something like that. He had like these spears.
He was a defiler? Oh, he had toys with him, right?
I don't know.
The Defiler? Oh, yeah.
But like,
we know what those were used for.
So I killed him. Well, no. Well, first he killed me a bunch of times, and I came back and I killed him.
So what you could say is that he defiled you.
Several times. But then I came back and killed him, defiled him.
No, you're not the defiler. He is.
Okay. Anyways, so I came back and killed him, and then I go to take up the guy next in line, like the next higher up, and I go to that guy's location, and the defiler's there with a bandage over his face, saying, "You can't, like, you didn't kill me the first time. I'm back again," and like, so he's back and even more powerful, and you're just like, "Oh my God."
Dude, I should go and see if my beehive guy is still there. I might have to buy that game just to, like...
With stings all over his
head? Yeah, he has, like, little zits everywhere. I might have to go buy it just to see if he's still there.
Like, that's what I'm... Like, that game surprised me every step of the way.
Screw it, I'm done. I'm done with that game.
But yeah. So that'd be possible one for me.
That game was a good holdover until Assassin's Creed came out. And I
yeah,
was like,
but,
all
like,
right, now I'm on it.
But I didn't get... any of the satisfaction of Assassin's Creed like I did in Shadow of Mordor. Like, I didn't even finish that game, and I was completely satisfied. Like, I left Assassin's Creed thinking, I really wish there was more to it. But there wasn't.
The storyline. I love playing the storyline by myself. There's a few times where there were some people that wanted to play with me online who will remain unnamed, And I was like, I just really want to play the story missions. Because I loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I liked all of the...
customization.
Well, no. The customization kind of let me down. Mm-hmm. I liked all of the weapons. Like, I liked all of the tech that you had at your
yeah.
disposal. Except
you
for...
you could pick and choose.
Except like, for one? Not having a freaking short blade. I yeah. feel like we keep coming back to this.
Yeah.
But anyways, all the other crap I really liked, I think that it should have been a little easier to unlock. Some of that stuff was, like, all the really good stuff, you would basically have to just grind and just pickpocket and kill a bunch, like, you know?
Yeah.
To get that amount of money, or you can go and spend real money and just buy it.
Yeah, which was dumb.
Yeah.
Don't put, ugh. Like, microtransactions will ruin that franchise if they keep it going, I think.
Another thing is that I didn't like that they made it seem like the customization was going to be like, you can pick every color, like, individually, not color presets.
Well, I kind of got it as it was going to be templates, like, just color.
See, I thought it was going to be like, you could change, like,
the color of your legs or something.
Well, no, I mean, like, there's, like a color 1, a color 2, and a color 3. But mm-hmm. you could pick which color goes into that.
Gotcha.
Into that slot.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, it would have been a lot easier than having to put all those crazy little templates in there. But the other thing is that I liked all of the attire that you could get.
Yeah.
I did not like that it was there was like 3 different outfits that all had the exact same stats.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't make sense to me. Why would you put in 15 outfits and only have 3 different stat levels? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. So like if it was one of those things where they put in like 50 different uniforms, like, or 50 items overall.
Yeah.
And said like, okay, well, these pants do this, these pants do this, these pants do this. They all look just about the same, but they have different stats. Like, this one's more stealth, this one's more health, this one's more recovery. Whatever, that's fine. I just wanted it to be more like, I want to look how I want to look, but also be able to pick the stats that I have.
Like, kind of make it like a loot system where, like, you can find pants with certain, like, stealth.
Well, it's like some of the stuff that I really, really wanted. For a lot of people, Assassin's Creed is visual. You like yeah. to look cool doing it. I mean, that's the point of a third-person game.
Yeah.
It really is. Mm-hmm. You want to see what you look like while you're doing cool things. Mm-hmm. So, like, the problem with me was that I really wanted the stats, but all the really good stats that I had, I looked like I was walking around in a dress with big poofy arms, and I hated that. Like, I wanted my stats to be good, but I didn't feel like I looked good doing it. And I know that sounds stupid to people who aren't, like my type of gamer, I guess, because some people could care less. They don't care. But, like, to a lot of people out there, your look matters to you. What's the point of customization if you just look like an idiot just to have a good stat?
Yeah, I get you.
So, that was my thing. I wish that they would have had a lot more outfits.
Yeah, because, like, in the past Assassin's Creed, like, didn't matter what you changed, you were still super stealthy assassin person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now it's like they're giving you the option to either look good or be good.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's really what it is. So you can look really good and be spotted in like 2 seconds, or you can look like a freaking moron and sneak your way through the whole mission. It's like, okay, well, I guess I'll look like a moron because I really want money.
Yeah.
So
to buy those
know.
Clothes that you won't wear.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous, but.
So yeah. Assassin's Creed. It wouldn't be my game of the year. Basically, because
I don't
the
think
co-op
it would
let
be my,
down.
I don't think it would be my top game of the year. I really think Call of Duty might be my top game of the year.
I'm pleased with what I've played so far.
I'm really, and the storyline so far is really good.
See, I got stuck on the storyline. There's a bug, third bus glitch on the level where you're jumping through traffic or whatever.
I've already done that one.
Yeah, I'm stuck on the third bus. Whenever he falls at the end and you have to shoot those people, nothing happens. Like, his hand won't move and he won't pull the trigger. It's really annoying. I've tried restarting the whole mission.
So you just keep driving and keep driving and keep driving?
No, I just hang there until somebody shoots me off. And then I die.
That's
I'll
weird.
Show it to you later. But yeah, hopefully just resetting it, like restarting that mission from the very beginning instead of from the checkpoint.
Yeah, because that thing, that's epic.
Yeah.
That mission is just, the whole bus scene is just a lot of fun.
Call of Duty always has great campaigns. Great as in like action-y and awesome stuff happens.
I wasn't too thrilled with Modern Warfare 3.
Well, yeah, I didn't really,
They should have just cut, they should have stopped that little trilogy thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with you calling it Modern Warfare 2 and 3, but don't try to connect the storylines. Mm-hmm. Have different storylines. And you can keep calling it that, or you can go all the way up to 50 for all I care. Just do different storylines and do, like, change your freaking online. Because from 1 to 2, it was different. But from 2 to 3, 3 was Modern Warfare 2 with different maps and guns. That's all it was.
Pretty much.
I wouldn't even be surprised if some of the gun stats were the exact same thing. They just made them look different.
Yeah. And that's why I like Advanced Warfare, because it's a completely different game. Like, From top to bottom, it's just totally different.
It's like,
I wish they would do this every year, a different type of warfare.
They're going to start running out.
Well, then don't annualize it.
I really wish that they would go back to some of the old, like, even if they didn't devote all their time to it, I wish they would go back to some of the World War II stuff. Because I mean, I know a lot of people, a lot of the younger generations nowadays probably don't give a crap about that stuff. But that's like what we grew up on.
Yeah.
And I know
World War II games for days.
Yeah, I say we grew up on it like we're old or something. But like, I mean, for real though, that's what we played like whenever we were growing up playing Call of Duty.
I was playing Medal of Honor.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And when we were playing Call of Duty growing up or Medal of Honor growing up, like even as kids, that's what we played. I didn't really play a modern day shooter game, I mean, other than like Halo, you get what I'm saying, like, not like a historical game.
Yeah, like, basically, like, when we were kids, you were either playing in World War II or you were playing in some sci-fi robo type
Yeah, exactly,
situation.
Yeah, they didn't really have anything that was like present day.
Yeah.
And if it did, it usually wasn't very good.
Right.
America's Army was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I remember America's
Army. That one was good. They had, and then, what's that other one that was like extremely tactical?
Full Spectrum Warrior.
No.
The super tactical, crappy military shooter.
It's Operation Firepoint.
Flashpoint,
yeah.
Yeah, that one's
That
good.
Was a good game. Yeah.
That's a hard game.
Yeah,
too.
That one was tough. That because it made you actually play tight like as a military style shooter.
It was intense.
Instead of just like, oh, let me just run around and shoot everything.
Yeah, not for the faint of heart at all.
No, it's not.
Intense.
The online was tough.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first online game that I ever played. I think at least on the console versions, that had bullet drop on like sniper rifles.
Yeah.
Like you actually had to judge your distance and all that stuff. And it was so hard. Oh my God, it was hard. And they didn't just give you like buckets of bullets when you started out either. You had like 2 clips for one and like 3 clips for the other and like 2 grenades.
Yeah.
And you had to try to trek across like the entire continent with just that stuff and one glow stick. And you're like, I don't see how this is going to happen.
But yeah.
Fun though. I
like going back to the, like, I'm glad Call of Duty is at least branching out to the robo sci-fi stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's
fun. They've already explored World War II and stuff like that, so now they're going to the...
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm not disagreeing. I think it's fun. I really like it. I liked whenever Black Ops, like, did the whole throwback thing.
Like Vietnam type
stuff.
Yeah,
like...
And then they went to the freaking future, which...
The second Black Ops 2, was kind of more futuristic,
But that was weird.
But, you know... I liked Black Ops because they went from Modern Warfare 2 to the first Black Ops, and they made the effort to try to go back to the old school stuff.
Yeah.
But it wasn't super old school. It wasn't like World War II kind of stuff.
It was Vietnam, yeah.
Yeah,
and
so
Cold,
I mean...
Well, Vietnam, Cold War, that type of thing.
But
more Cold War.
I guess you could really say I just missed the M1 Grand.
Yeah. That's understandable.
That clink when you run out of ammo.
Ding!
Yeah. Love that.
MP40 all the way.
Yeah, that was a good gun too. I just like the M1 Grand because you could stick the grenade launcher on inside the barrel.
Yeah, that was funny. Maybe they'll come. Maybe World War II will start to make it like a resurgence, like within the next couple of years.
No, it's
not. And we'll get this super next gen World War II game. And it'll be beautiful.
It's not like zombies and vampires. It just doesn't happen.
Kids these days.
Stupid Vampire Diaries.
So, we talked about 2014. We got a few minutes. What are we looking forward to in 2015?
Division.
Yeah, I hope...
No, that's it. Division.
I hope it doesn't turn into a Destiny grind bot, though. I want it to be, like, survival-esque, although it doesn't seem like it's going to be like that.
You know what? I really wish... I know I'm kind of going backwards here. I really wish that The Last of Us would have been more of, like, an open-world kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they made a Last of Us game that's open world and you can have up to, like, three people on it, I would be just crazy excited. I'd lose my damn mind.
That's DayZ, but with way more people.
Yeah, well, where is it? I haven't seen it.
Give it some time.
It's waiting.
It's like one guy who made that mod. Maybe he has, like, three people with him. Three to ten people working on that game with him.
He's got to have a whole crew with him right now. If he's building something for PlayStation, he's got to be working with some kind of developer.
Well, I mean, No Man's Sky is a developer of four people.
Okay.
And they're building...
How long did they work on that, though?
Like 3-4 years?
See, and that, but, he's but been, that one,
Daisy's
really...
been around, like, the mod has been around for quite a while.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is, in order for them to try to convert it over to the PlayStation, right? Because that you can't just pick it up off of the computer and drop it into the PlayStation. You gotta change a lot of
stuff.
It's
not that easy. Like, you just have to, like, controller mapping and make sure all the textures work on the hardware and all the code. Like, it's just, like, you know, running it through this hardware and seeing what comes out on the other end and then fixing that, basically. So.
Dude, hurry up!
Yeah,
wherever you are.
I bet we'll hear more about it at E3.
I'm really ready for that game. But the Division is one thing that I'm looking forward to. What's it? That game that we really wanted to play?
Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Six. Yeah, that game's gonna be sick. I'm gonna go shield all the way.
Oh man, I'm shotgunning it.
I'm gonna shield. You wanna cover? You wanna, like, stand over my shoulder?
Oh yeah, blow holes through the wall.
Dude, I'm talking about him.
It's gonna be like that.
Can you carry a pistol when you have the shield?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm set.
Like, Rainbow Six is going to be, like, my multiplayer shooter that year. The one that I just hop on and play randomly. Well, like, to an extent.
I don't know. I think Call of Duty is going to be my...
For a while.
My hop-on one. No, I mean, probably until the next one comes out.
Mm.
I was really excited about Battlefield this last go-around. Battlefield 4. It's a lot of fun. But it's just, like, it came out at such a weird time.
Yeah. Oh, but we're going to pick up that Battlefield Hardline, right?
No.
No. That game sucks.
You know what, though? I saw a thing the other day, a gameplay trailer for it. I think it was in GameStop. It was actually pretty good.
It looked good. Well, but when I played it, it was trash. Like, not look-wise, but
this one was like wise. It was based around a car chase.
Yeah.
So what they did was they had, like... I guess it starts out as, like, the person...
You have to steal a car.
Well, no, like, the group, whoever was in the car, like, robbed a bank or something.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, I think it's 8-on-8. And the first two groups are, like, in a car chase. And the other two groups were, like, trying to, like, stop. Like, one group was trying to, like, set up, like a blockade or something. Mm-hmm. And the other group was trying to tear down the blockade so that the guys with the cars can get through.
Gotcha.
So they had to, like, be ready by the time they got there, or else it's just...
Yeah, but that's not what I want to do in Battlefield.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it looked kind of fun.
I'm not going to play it, because I played the beta, and it was trash.
I did, too. And I stopped playing it before you did.
Yeah.
You tried to give it a go.
Because I wanted to be like, this
sucks.
I wanted to be like, okay, I'm going to see... And then I made that video and was like, yeah, this is awful.
Another thing, Battlefield...
isn't Cops and Robbers.
Well, but they're not... The problem is, when Call of Duty started, they started out as a World War II game, right? Mm-hmm. And Battlefield has always been mostly modern.
Or future. Like, they had 2042 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then they had 1942. So they've been all over the place. But it's usually military, not...
It's usually
police.
Like, it's most of the time, what it's known for is it's modern-day military shooter.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And it's a very accurate modern-day military shooter. They got bullet drop, they got all that, like, the bullet velocity, you know, some guns fire faster and longer, and, you know, stuff like that. They put a lot into, like, making sure that game was accurate. And the upside to them doing all this is that as long as you always stick to a modern-day military shooter and you just progress your stuff as technology progresses, you will never have a problem.
Yeah.
People will always have fun with it because the more that you put into your gameplay, the less you have to put into your, like, what time period is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is what's the background check? You know, don't worry about that crap. Make it a good multiplayer. You'll be fine. Just let it keep going. The problem that Call of Duty has is what they started off with, and then they escalated too quickly. They started going through the decades really, really fast.
Yeah.
Until they got up to now, we're like ahead of ourselves. So next go round, it's going to be hard for them to say, well, you know, we want to drop back and get back to the basics. No, you can't do that now. People are expecting you to go bigger and better mm-hmm. because that's what you've always done. But Battlefield hasn't always done that. They've barely scaled up their stuff, and they just have been known for their large scale.
But see, the other problem with that is that Call of Duty also has three development houses. They have three different people or three different teams that produce three different types of Call of Duty games. Sledgehammer does the Advanced Warfare stuff.
Yeah.
Infinity Ward, which I can't remember if they're still a thing or not. They did the Modern Warfare stuff.
Well, they did. Infinity Ward did Black Ops, I think.
No, that was Treyarch. Because Treyarch does all the World War II, Black Ops. So that's the problem, is that people might not, like regular people might not understand that there's three different teams. And so like when they went from Modern Warfare 2 to Black Ops or whatever it was, whatever order it was, they'd be like, well, why are they going backwards? This doesn't make sense. But the thing is that it's a different development team, different
style. I think they dropped them. I think that once they got up to here, because for a while, the reason why they kept going back and forth between them was because I think it was from Modern Warfare 2, Infinity Ward had a big like dispute.
Yeah, it was like a deal that they had cut out at the beginning. Why are you kicking me? Because the cords are all tangled up. But
I mean, screw the cords. No, that's not my first one, right?
It's not?
No.
Where was the other one?
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh.
But anyways, yeah, so They had that big dispute over something, like they didn't get money or something for what they're supposed to do. And then, so they went over to Infinity Ward, and Infinity Ward did the first Black Ops, which was
No, Infinity Ward did Modern Warfare.
I mean, yeah, that's, I'm sorry, Treyarch.
Did Black Ops.
Then they went over to Treyarch, and everybody complained because the spawn points online were horrible. Horrible. And so I think they went back to Modern Warfare 3 because they didn't finish out the storyline yet.
No, it's just the way it had been. Like, every other year, Treyarch or Infinity Ward would switch.
But that's not how it always was.
It was like that for a while. Like, after Call of Duty 3. Call of Duty 3 started that, and then it went back and forth.
It was like four. It was only four games, though. It was Infinity Ward was Modern Warfare 1 and 2. And then Treyarch did Black Ops 1. And then they went back to Infinity Ward and did 3, mm-hmm. Modern Warfare 3, and then...
No, Sledgehammer did 3, I think. Yeah, Sledgehammer did. So that's when Infinity Ward broke off, and then some of those guys went and made Titanfall and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think they're part of the Call of Duty franchise anymore.
But see the confusion we're having? Like, that's the problem with
I don't think they are anymore. I don't think they're part of them, because they haven't done anything with them since then.
Sledgehammer?
No, Infinity Ward.
Yeah, I don't even think they're a company
Yeah, I think anymore. They backed out. And I don't think Treyarch's with them anymore either.
I think they are, but I don't know. See, this is the problem, though, is that when you have that many different types of development teams, that many different teams, it can be confusing for the people who buy your games,
well,
too.
Well, I don't care. I mean, most people don't care who makes it as long as it's good.
But they'll be confused if they keep going backwards and forwards. Like, you
as
know,
long
different
as it's
teams
good.
Work on different levels.
But it's like most of the people that they push towards is like the younger community. And let's be honest, most of the younger people nowadays don't care who makes it as long as they have fun with it.
Yeah.
But if it's bad, then they care who makes it. That's the problem. If it's good, anybody could have made it. Hitler could have made it if it's good. But if it's bad and Jesus made it, then people just don't want to play it anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like that's the problem with it nowadays is people get too caught up on like why is it not this good and you know who made it? how come you made this really good, but you didn't make this one really good? Like, just get over it. Let them do it. They're making it the way that they envision it. You need to accept it that way.
The next team that makes the next Call of Duty, if it's not as good and great as Advanced Warfare, they're going to be like, well, what the heck? What happened? Like, maybe they went back to World War II.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing is, you can't blame the new people. They make their video games completely different style than anyone else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll probably make a game, like, say, like, okay, so if you and me made Grand Theft Auto, now that you've played first person, you would probably make the whole game for first person, right?
No.
No?
I would give them choice between first and third.
Okay, but
that game is perfect.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, it's like I would make a game differently than you would make a game. Yeah. And just because the way I make it is different from the way you make it doesn't mean it's worse. That's all opinion from the...
I'm not saying, like, going back to World War II or...
No. I'm not saying... That's not what I'm saying either. I'm saying that people... Whoever makes the next Call of Duty game, if it's not the same people and it's worse, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's worse. It's just made differently. If the same people made another game...
You mean like, so if the next team that makes the next Call of Duty isn't as over the top and fast paced as Advanced Warfare, doesn't mean it's bad.
If they're different people.
Yeah.
If it's Sledgehammer and they come around and they make another one and it sucks, then I'll blame them. Because I'm like, look, you had something good and you squashed it.
Yeah.
What happened?
But a new team is going to come in, or an old team, whichever team.
We assume.
Is going to come back in and make what they think to be the next great Call of Duty. Or maybe they'll finally stop annualizing it, so all this confusion between development teams can slow down and we can just play Advanced Warfare and they can keep adding content.
I'm just done. I don't care anymore.
Yeah. That's the Catch Coa podcast.
Yeah.
We went longer than we usually do for an episode where we had nothing to talk about.
Yeah, that's what you should call this, nothing to talk about.
Mm.
That'd be a good title.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. You can go like and follow us in all the places, all the things. I'll put links in the article.
Look them up. Well, yeah. I don't even want to say them.
Yeah, like if you want to hear me say them all, go back to episode 13 and 14 or whatever.
Just scroll to the end.
Yeah, yeah. Because my brain hurts.
Well, you know, we should really start doing that at the very beginning as well.
Yeah, probably.
At least the major ones like Facebook, Twitter, Twitch.
Yeah.
YouTube. All those. We should do those at the beginning, and then we'll say, and for a more detailed list, wait till the end of the thing or whatever.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Because most people would probably be like, all right, about halfway through, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm going to go play
video games. These guys suck.
I'm going to go play video games. Except for my dad. Hi, Dad. Thanks for the feedback.
Yup. So, yeah. This has been Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 16. Episode 16. We'll see you guys.
#episode?
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
And we're out.